lovers can be.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. You are listening today to your local Kinvara Community Radio on 92.4 FM. That's exactly what I said. You are listening to Kinvara Community Radio on 92.4 for the very first time. How amazing. We're breaking new ground, creating history. Hope and time you will all remember where you were, what you were doing the 5th of August 2017 at 12 midday when Kinvara FM took to the airways, the highways, the byways and of course the motorways. Yes, today is Saturday the 5th of August and the time is 12 midday. Your host for the next 60 minutes is Rose O'Connor. For all of us here at Kinvara Community Radio Station, this is no ordinary Saturday. It is indeed, and with great pleasure and a source of exceedingly great joy, that I announce to you, the public, the community, that Kinvara Community Radio is now on the air, and I'll say it again, on 92.4. With the very best of broadcasters and producers, and of course we passed all the rigorous testing, the 30-day licence is granted, and it's in the bag, and like the Galway races, we're up and running, and thank God for that. You can text us now at 083-468-1472 with your comments or your suggestions. You can also email us. You can get us on Facebook and you can get us on Twitter. And of course, I need to say that today's show is sponsored by the hotel, the largest hotel across in Kinvara, and also, and I do believe, the largest hotel now in Europe. So that's food for thought. So moving on, so whether you live in Ballyclara, Ballybook or Ballybrannigan, Ballanderin, Kilcolgan or Ardrahan, Lebangort, New Quay, or should you be hearing, you should all be hearing us loud and clear now. And all you need to do is tune in to the radio station at 92.4. You can text a friend, you can phone a neighbour, and the rest of course will be history. Kinvara Community Radio will broadcast every Saturday and Sunday from 12 midday to 8 p.m, bringing you a host of extraordinary programmes, from music to local community interests, health and well-being, history, heritage, arts, culture, community news, sports, sports time fixtures, cancellations in sports, a little bit about fishing, and it's something we have neglected very much, or at least I have anyway, in the station, and of course the beautiful harbour of Kinvara that we're hoping to develop, and who knows, we may be forced with that as well. Now, we have a host of trained broadcasters on the show, and I'll name but a few, and there's about 25 in total. We have Barry and Eilish Kavanagh with Scattered Showers. We have John Keneally. He's involved with history, culture and loves going back to the olden days. David Mossman is with us. We have a lovely young fella here, Ari Fine. He's his youth focused show, and he produces a lot of nice music, and he's a local teenager. And Cathy Dunn with the Easy Listening, and we have Flashback Radio, and you know there's so much going on, so I won't go on to that too much, but and of course you have come west along with Rose. Don't forget that one. So we all know that Kinvara is a thriving community at the gateway to the Burden and of course the Wild Atlantic Way. It is famed for its diverse culture, community of artists, musicians, poets, and is open and engaged to multicultural community. This community exists alongside a more traditional and progressive rural community that nurtures long-held traditions and values that are unique to the rural way of life here in Kinvara. We all at the station believe that the ethos of Kinvara FM is to provide a community platform and a hub for all the voices of Kinvara and the surrounding community. This will all come to pass by establishing a community radio station that is inclusive in its approach and reflecting and expressing the voices of all in the community. We hope to broadcast professional programmes that reflects the lives and the experience of the local people, and we aim to work very closely with local communities, interest groups, and of course if it happens locally, we of course will be the first to have it. So on behalf of the presenters, which I am I suppose representing, it wasn't by choice, it just fell to me to congratulate all the members in the board, and we have a board of directors, we have a broadcasting committee, we have a training and development committee, we have a financial committee, and of course our present chairman Paul Tierney, who unfortunately couldn't be with us this morning. So we want to thank most sincerely the man with the skills, knowledge and the pleasant attitude, Mr. Tom Flanagan. Tom is our tutor, supervisor, teacher, examiner, and you know, you won't find anyone as patient as Tom if you travel the four corners of Ireland. So Tom, thank you for all you've done for ourselves and for the station to date. Now, the two wise men, not forgetting Jerry Wallace and James O'Leary, technical engineers, these are the guys who planned, built, developed, engineered the studio, making it sound very well. And it wouldn't be possible, I'd say. In fact, it wouldn't work without them. So they're here with us today as well. So the biggest thank, of course, must go to the local community. All these people who came in and, you know, gave their time freely, interviewed and sung and you know, entertained us all through the year, free, gratis. And there were so many. I don't know where I begin thanking them, but everything like that makes life interesting and makes it all worthwhile. So we have so many who helped financially as well. And we had a big raffle last Christmas and we made 1,100 and that. So where do you go from there? It was absolutely fantastic. So without further ado, I have a big lineup today. There's a lot waiting to get on my programme for whatever reason, I don't know. But the first song we're going out with is John Paul Young. Love Is in the Air. How appropriate. Let's hear it.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air,